Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Aaron Gurnis. Our guest today is Marion County Engineer Roger Schletzbaum. We'll be giving a recap of the summer construction season and what people can expect for winter. Well, thanks for joining us, Roger.
Yeah, good to be here.
And summer construction season is basically over. You guys had a few projects this year. Do you just want to recap what you guys got accomplished this summer?
Yeah, we had several projects that we had contractors build for us. Probably the biggest one that we did was some safety improvements on the G40 west of Pleasantville over to Highway 92. That involved straightening out some curves, and we had to rebuild a bridge over Hickory Creek there and made it a little bit longer and wider, put up some new signs, and paved the shoulders. Probably something that people haven't seen much on county roads too is we incorporated what they call rumble stripes on the edge line and the center lines of the curves, so that give you a little warning if the motorist kind of wanders off the normal lane that they aren't approaching driving on a part of the road that we'd prefer they didn't drive on. So be a little safety oriented there. So that's the first time we've used any rumble stripes in the county on any of the county roads, and I think once people get used to them, they'll see their real advantage in
just
making the road safe.
Yeah, and for clarity's sake, people are usually used to those on the interstate, correct? When on the edges of the interstate, that's where you can find them.
Yeah, the interstate ones are a little bit different in that they're off the side of the road, and they're a little bit wider. These are milled right into where the paint marking is, and they're only about 4 inches wide, so they help that paint reflect a little better, and they don't take up as much space on the road. They're kind of designed for two-lane roads, and something new that's been developed in the last 5 or 10 years and kind of worked its way into county projects, and I think you'll see more and more of them. They really help define where that lane is, and especially even in the winter when you get a little snow. So that's been one. We also did another safety improvement project down by Bussey. We had a curve that was kind of the old style Y curve, where actually the gravel road split and intersected the paved road in two places, and made for hard accesses when you go to get on the pavement. A lot of hard to see sight distance issues and entering onto the travel portion. And so we put some turn lanes in there and improved the signing. And I think what you'll see down there is a much safer curve for everybody involved. So we're trying to take advantage of some of the safety programs that the state's put in, and the federal government has put in place here in recent years, and make some upgrades to the roads that we can. So we also, every year we repaint our either the center line or the edge line, and this year it was the year to paint the edge line. We did some crack sealing on some of our asphalt pavements to try to help them last a little longer. We finished up the disaster projects that happened from the 2010 floods and rains, and we finally got those all completed this summer. And the one that we're finishing up now is we're doing some maintenance overlays on some of the seal coats around the county to try to get a little better road surface and a little longer life out of them. So been a busy summer. When the weather straightened up mid-July, why our crews were able to get out and do a lot of repairs and maintenance work that we've been wanting to do for 2 or 3 years, but it was just too wet to do. So we've caught up a lot in the end of the summer here, and we're already planning for next summer. So it's a never-ending cycle.
And also, before next summer comes, though, is another incredibly busy time for you guys, weather-dependent, of course, the winter. And we haven't seen any snow yet, but it's going to be coming eventually. What are you guys doing to prepare for winter?
Well, the first thing we did was pass a policy that we don't think we ought to have any snow this winter, but that's probably not going to happen. We've gotten all our equipment into the shop, checked it over for all kinds of little things, the hydraulics, the lighting, the making sure the plows and spreaders are calibrated and ready to go. And all of that equipment has kind of gotten a once over in October here. We're just now finishing up on that and should be ready when Mother Nature says it's time. We've also gotten enough salt storage built in the last few years that we can pretty much store enough salt now for a slightly above average winter, which means that during the year we don't have to wait on salt to come, and we have enough material to put down for what we expect to be in normal type winter. So the sheds are full, they're ready to go, the equipment's ready to go. I think we'll be ready for that first snowstorm.
Okay, is there anything new or different this year? Is it just kind of the steady as it goes from last year?
Pretty much the same operations that we've done in the past. Typically, the first two or three snows of the winter involve some ice or sleet or, you know, slushy type conditions as the weather's changing, and then later on, January, February, we'll get into more of the pure snow events, and then March and April always seem to have a big snow event for us somewhere along the line. The girls' basketball tournament is typically it. But those are all things that we prepare for and try to match our operations to the conditions that are out there.
And what do you ask of motorists when, you know, you see a plow coming, or just safety concerns, that sort of thing?
You'll be able to see our plows out there with flashing lights, and they'll be going a little bit slower than the normal traffic. So we'd ask that you slow down, keep some distance. If you can follow them, that's usually the best approach, because what's out in front of that snow plow is not going to be any better than what's behind it. So you know, keeping a safe distance from them, give them some room to work, and then let them plow to their destination, and then go on with your trip is the best. Certainly, if there's any questions about travel or the conditions, check the DOT's website. Feel free to call our office and get the information on what the road conditions are like. I know our sheriff's office and our emergency management people try to get the word out to the radio station of the conditions, and especially when they're severe. So keep one ear to the radio. That's usually the quickest way to hear what's going on.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us today, Roger.
I appreciate the time.
Thanks to Marion County Engineer Roger Schletzbaum, our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com under Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.